一起冒掌。
Let's bow our heads and pray in silence.
Amen. 奉主耶稣圣名开始早上安息日的聚会。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we begin our Sabbath morning service.
我们来唱诗176首。
Let us sing hymn 176.
一起来祷告，求主带领祝福我们今天的聚会。
Let us pray together and ask God to guide and bless our service today.
一起祷告。
Let us pray.
感谢主，各位弟兄姊妹，大家平安。
We thank the Lord. Peace be with all the brothers and sisters.
我们能够不受阻挡来到圣堂里面所安息日。
That we were not hindered in coming to the chapel to worship on this holy Sabbath day.
因为圣经里面说，我们在安息日应当有盛会。
Because the Bible says that on the holy Sabbath we should have a holy congregation.
让我们能够来到圣堂里面来敬拜神。
So that we can come into the holy temple to worship God.
学习神的道。
To learn the word of God.
让我们能够灵性更加成长。
So that our spirituality can grow.
让我们更加亲近神。
So that we can draw nearer to God.
求神把他应许的福分就浇灌在我们所有弟兄姊妹身上。
That we may pray to God, that he will, give all the blessings that he had promised on the brothers and sisters.
我们今天早上来学习试炼与试探。
This morning, we want to learn about trials and temptations.
我们来看雅各书一章十六节。
Let's turn to James chapter 1, verse 16.
雅各书一章十六节。
James chapter 1, verse 16.
我亲爱的弟兄们，不要看错了。雅各在这里说啊，我们对神的旨意以及魔鬼的试探要看得很清楚，不要看错了。
In verse 16, James tells us that regarding the will of God and the temptation of Satan, we have to be able to see these clearly and not be deceived.
我们知道小孩子小的时候因为他很单纯，很容易受骗。
We know that when a child is young, because he is very innocent, he is easily deceived.
有些坏人跟他讲几句好话。然后给他一点点的东西他就跟着人家走了。
a bad person will go to the child and just say a few things and offer them something good, and they're able to trick them and take them away.
大人啊, 他就不会这么容易受骗。
But when a person grows up to be an adult, he is not so easily deceived.
因为他会看出说, 这个人的动机到底对不对。
Because he's able to see whether this person has a correct motive or not.
他会分辨他是好人还是坏人。
He's able to discern whether this is a good or bad person.
同样的属灵上成长的基督徒,
For a Christian who is growing spiritually,
他也对神的考验以及魔鬼的试探啊，就能够分得很清楚。
He is also able to discern clearly the trials that come from God and temptations that come from the devil.
所以虽然神有时候给我们一些困难的考验,
So even though God gives us difficult trials sometimes,
但是目的是要造就我们, 让我们更加亲近神。
But the purpose is to edify us so that we can draw closer to God.
但是魔鬼有时候给你一点好处, 但是是要引诱你离开神。
Sometimes the devil might give us some benefits, but the purpose is to entice us to depart from God.
所以我们要用属灵的智慧来分辨。
So we have to use spiritual wisdom to discern.
所以雅各说啊, 弟兄们, 你不要看错了。
That's why James just says, Do not be deceived, my beloved brethren.
把魔鬼的试探啊, 认为是好的。
And don't treat the temptation from the devil as something good.
把神的试炼啊, 当作不好的。
And instead treat the trials from God as something bad.
我们的认识错误啊, 对我们就会造成很大的亏损。
Because if we see it in the wrong light, we are the ones who are harmed.
我们先来谈这个试炼。
So let's talk about trials first.
我们看雅各书一章第三节。
Let's look at James chapter 1 verse 3.
雅各书一章第三节。
James chapter 1 verse 3.
说因为知道你们的信心经过试验就生忍耐。
Knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience.
第四节。
Verse 4.
但忍耐也当成功，使你们成全完备，毫无缺欠。这里讲到这个试验呐，试炼是从神来的。Here
it says that trials are from God.
是要考验我们，也要锻炼我们。To
test us and to train us.
这个试炼是出于神的作为。And
trials come from God.
他说目的是要让我们经过锻炼以后，我们能够成圣完全。So
that through training us, we can become perfect and lacking nothing.
好像学生应该随生都会经过很多的考试。Just
like how students would go through a lot of examinations.
这个考试不是要把它考倒。And
the tests and exams are not meant to...
而是要考验出他到底了解多少。
Are not meant to fail a student, but to test how much he understands.
然后他通过了这个考验，他就越来越进步了，不断的晋级呀。And
if the student is able to pass the test, then they're able to improve more and more.
所以这个考试啊，是要帮助一个学生的成长。So
an exam is meant to help the growth of a student.
各样贵重的金属啊，它要经过啊。 很繁复的过程来锻炼。
Precious metals have to go through a very long process to
be purified. 把那个杂质吃掉，它就变成非常纯正的贵金属。
One has to remove all the impurities from the metals, and then the metal will become very precious.
说神在造就信徒就是这样。
And when God edifies members, it is the same
way. 为着要让我们在神的 性情上，神的圣洁上有份。
In order for us to have part in the nature of God and the holiness of God.
所以神要试验我们，要试炼我们。
God will test us and put us through trials.
约伯记里面说，神这样行啊，就是要来锻炼我们，来拯救我们的灵魂。
In the book of Job, it records that God tests us and tries us so that we can be saved and our souls can be saved.
所以以赛亚书里面说啊, 神有时候用艰难困苦当作饼,当作水。
And that's why in the book of Isaiah, it records that God will give us hardships as our bread and water.
用这些艰难试炼啊, 来当作教师, 为着要引导我们, 走在主的道路上面。
And he will use these difficulties and trials as our teachers to teach us how to walk on his path.
所以试炼的目的啊，是对我们是好处的。
So the purpose of trials is for our benefit.
啊，所以说啊，神给我们的试炼是百般的试炼。
And when we look at James, it says that the type of trials God gives us are various trials. There are many ways that God tries us. Sometimes through material difficulties or in our environment. Sometimes through our health. Sometimes we will face difficulties in our career or different things in our life.
所以神会借着百般的试验而来考验我们。
So God will use various trials to test us.
但以理跟他的朋友被掳到巴比伦去。
Daniel and his friends were captured into Babylon.
巴比伦王非常善意地选召了一些以色列的贵族的一些子弟。
And the king of Babylon chose some of the sons and daughters of the nobles of Israel.
要给他们三年的训练。
And trained them for 3 years.
然后王又很善意地把王每天的饮食啊赐给他们。
And the king wanted to give them the king's delicacies every day.
但是对这些啊神的百姓来讲，这是对他们很大的考验。
But for the people of God, this was a great trial.
虽然这是王的善意。
Even though the king meant good,
他们知道说这个饮食当中啊，有些是不洁净的啊，不合神旨意。
The people of God recognized that there were some foods that were unclean and not according to the will of God.
所以这些年轻人他们就立志啊，要保守圣洁，要守神的道，所以不借着王的食物来玷污他们自己。
So these young men made a determination to not defile themselves with the king's delicacies. They would rather eat vegetables and drink water. And because they kept the commandments of God, God gave them wisdom and understanding so that they were 10 times wiser. And God gave them good health so that they were stronger and more beautiful than others.
后来他们又经过了一个考验。
And then they faced another trial.
王造了一个大金像。
The king built a great image.
通令所有的百官啊，一听到乐器的声音就要向这个金像来跪拜。
And he instructed all his officials that when they heard the music, they have to bow down.
对这些选民，这是更大的考验。
And to the chosen people, this was even a greater trial.
因为他们知道唯有真神啊，才是我们敬拜的对象。
Because they know that their object of worship should only be the true God.
除了真神以外，不可以拜其他的偶像，不管是人造的或是自然界的东西。
Aside from the true God, they cannot worship any other idols, whether man-made or from nature. So when the music started playing, they did not bow down. And some people reported this to the king. So they said there were some Jews who did not bow down. So the king called them over. And he asked them,Will you really not bow down? I will give you one more chance.
你们如果听到这个脚声跪下去拜的话，我就原谅你们。
If you hear the sound of the music and are willing to worship,
你们如果不拜的话，马上把你们丢到那个烈火的窑里面去。
And if you don't choose to worship, I will throw you into the fiery furnace.
但是这些选民他们说，王啊，我们不必回答你。
But the chosen people responded to the king.
我们绝对不会拜你的金像。
We have no need to answer you because we will not worship your golden image.
把我们从烈火当中救赎出来。
And we believe our God will deliver us from the fiery furnace.
就是神没有把我们救出来，我们被火活活烧死，我们也甘愿。
And even if our God does not deliver us from the furnace, we are willing to be burned in the furnace.
王非常生气，叫人把那个火啊，加柴把它。增加变成很大，加了七倍的火。
So the king was full of fury and told his people to make the furnace 7 times hotter.
然后叫一些军中的勇士把这些人呢、啊，就把他们抓起来，要把他们 捆绑就把他丢到火里面去了。
And he told some mighty men from the army to tie up the Jews and throw them in the furnace.
因为那个火太大了，那些捆绑他们的人到窑边就被烧死了。
But because the furnace was so hot, the men who were carrying the people to throw in the furnace also died as they burned.
但是这些勇士他们可以在那个火窑里面游行。
But these chosen people were able to walk in the furnace.
因为他们有坚定的信心，烈火啊没有办法。
Because they have an unshakable faith, so even the fire cannot burn them. Not even their hair was singed. So this is a type of trial. Joseph had also endured many trials. Shortly after he was born, his mother was gone.
所以他受那些啊同父异母的兄弟欺负他。
So he was bullied by all his brothers.
虽然父亲很爱他。
Even though his father loved him.
反而惹起他哥哥们更加嫉妒他。
This only made his brothers even more jealous of
him. 不跟他说和睦的话。
And they did not want to make peace with him.
后来他们本来想要把他杀掉。
And they wanted to kill him originally.
后来看到有一些啊商人从那边经过啊就。
But they saw some merchants passing by, so they sold Joseph for 20 pieces of money.
17岁的耶稣被卖到一个举目无亲的地方，替人家做奴隶。
So at 17 years old, he was sold into a foreign place and
became a slave. 后来受引诱啊，他不从。
And even though he was tempted, he did not fall into temptation.
被诬告下在监里面。
And he was falsely accused and thrown into prison.
经过很多不好的环境。
And even though he endured many unpleasant places,
这都是对他相当大的考验。
These were all great trials to him.
但是他无论怎样，到怎么样的环境啊，他就是敬畏神。
But no matter what type of environment he was in,
都能够主守他的存在。
Feared God and he kept
his righteousness. 所以神就跟他同在，让他凡事顺利。
So God abided with him, so he was successful in whatever he did.
后来神来把他高升啊，让他来管理全埃及国。
And then finally God uplifted him so that he ruled over Egypt.
他在饥荒当中啊，拯救了全国百姓，还有养活了他们的全家族。
So that during the famine, he was able to save the whole nation and also save his own family.
来成就了神的美意。
And he was able to accomplish God's goodwill.
所以神要用一个人啊，常常都会经过一些环境上的训练。
So when God wants to use a person, oftentimes he will test him through various environments.
让他能够成圣完全。
So that they can become holy and complete.
啊，所以神试验我们的目的，第一个就是让我们啊更加认识神。
So the first reason why God tests us so that, is that we can know God better.
我们看到古圣徒啊，很多他们经过试炼以后啊，他们对神啊认识更加清楚。
We see that many saints of old, after enduring trials,
撒拉瓦的寡妇虽然天天呐吃着不会减少的油跟面。
They have a greater understanding of God. When we look at the widow of Zarephath,
天天在看神迹。
Every day she witnessed a miracle of her flour and oil not being used up. But suddenly her son died.
他一开始责怪先知说：“你怎么到我这里来？让神想起我的罪，让我的儿子死掉了。”
And at first she blamed the prophet, saying, "Why did you come here to allow God to remember my sin so that my son will die?"
后来先知为他祷告，让这个孩子活过来。
But then the prophet prayed for her so that her son came back to life.
这个妇人说啊。我知道你是先知，神借着你的话都是确实的。
And then the widow said to the prophet, saying, "I know you are the prophet of God because whatever God have you say is true."
所以呢，虽然天天在享受神迹啊，但是呢，他对神的认识啊还是没有长进。
So even though previously she was enjoying miracles every day, she didn't grow in her understanding of God.
但是当他看到一个大神迹，神让他的儿子活过来以后啊，他的信心就进步了。
But when she witnessed a great miracle, when God brought her son back to life, then her faith improved.
乃曼的大麻风被医治了以后。
When the commander Naaman's leprosy was cured.
他说天下人间呐，只有以色列的神才是神。
He said, in the entire earth, there is only one God, and that is the God of Israel.
因为他经历了 以赛亚神的作为，所以更加的认识神。
Because he experienced the work of God, so he came to a better understanding of God.
约伯在考验当中，他慢慢的了解，他说：“神试炼我以后啊，我就会像金经理一样。”
And when Job was enduring trials, he slowly came to a realization. He says, "As God puts me through trials, I will be like refined gold."
因为他知道神的试验啊，就是让我们灵性更加的进步，更加的完美。
Because he knows that the trials of God causes us to have greater faith, become more perfect.
这个试炼是要让我们能够结出平安的果子。
So to endure trials is for us to be able to bear the fruits of peace.
让我们最后能够得到那个生命的冠冕。
So that in the end we can receive the crown of life.
所以保罗说啊，我们现在所受的都是自战自轻的苦。
And that's why Paul says everything we endure now is only temporary.
为着要成就那个极重无比无比永远的荣耀。
In order for us to receive that eternal glory.
所以当我们在试炼当中的时候，
So when we find ourselves in the midst of a trial,
因为这个都是对我们有益的。
Because these are all for our benefit.
所以说我们要用喜乐的心啊。来接受神的试炼。
We should receive the trials of God with a heart of joy.
说神在试炼一个人啊，也是看他是不是配得过。
When God is testing a person, he is also waiting to see whether he is worthy to endure the trial.
所以圣经里面说啊，他们有时候去打仗，得到很多的战利品回来。
So in the Bible, it records many stories where after a battle,
都要经过一个洁净的程序。
The Israelites would bring back a lot of things that they have possessed.
能够精髓的用水把它洗干净。
And then they have to cleanse all the spoils from the battle.
能够精薄的就用火去熬炼。
Those that can be washed, they wash with water. Those that can be refined with fire, they would burn through fire.
神也是看我们灵性的程度，给我们不一样的试炼。
In the same way, God looks at our level of faith and gives us different trials.
我们知道说小学生的考试跟大学生的考试是不一样的。
So we see that the test that elementary student would take is different from the test that a college student would take.
所以一个人啊，神要跟他试炼啊，总是神看得起他。
So if a person endures a trial from God, it's because God thinks he is able to endure the trial.
他能够经水的话就经水，能够经火的话就火的熬炼。
If a person can pass through waters, he will be washed. If a person can pass through fire, he will be put through fire.
如果真是精进的东西呀，你再火怎么熬炼啊？他说越熬炼越纯。
And those that are pure gold, the more they are put through fire, the more refined they will be.
如果是镀金的啊，只是外表的一层啊，一经试炼以后啊，那个里面的杂质就跑出来了。
But if the gold is only on the outside, the moment you put the metal through the fire, the gold will be melted away.
所以一个人能够经得起神的考验啊，因为神要让他像金经理一样。
So if a person can endure a trial, it is because God wants them to become like refined gold.
镀金是经不起考验的。
Those who only have the gold on the surface or appearance of gold cannot endure trials.
我们要欢喜领受，因为神看我们是配得受、配得过这试炼的。
So when we face trials from God, we should count it all joy because God thinks us worthy to endure these trials.
难道说在这个试炼当中，我们要学习忍耐？
And when we endure trials, we have to learn patience.
虽然试炼很苦。
Even though the trial itself is very bitter.
但是我们知道说，你经过试炼以后，神会带领你到更美的境界。
But we know that after we pass through the trial, God will bring us to a better place.
所以我们要学习忍耐，靠神来胜过这个试炼。
So we have to learn patience and rely on God to overcome the trial.
所以圣经里面告诉我们说，我们看那些农夫。
So the Bible teaches us when we look at the farmer.
虽然他们在耕作的时候非常辛苦。
Even though when they are tilling the land,
日晒雨淋，风吹雨打，
it is very difficult. They have to bear the different types of weather.
但是他们能够忍受下来。
But they're able to endure it.
因为他们知道说，我这样辛苦是有代价的。
Because they know that their labor is worth it.
有一天啊，这个五谷收成了，我就能够享受我劳力的成果。
One day when they harvest of the field, then they're able to enjoy the fruit of their labor.
所以他想到他的收成啊， 啊，他一切的劳苦都算不得什么啦。
So when they think of their harvest, then all of the difficulties they endure will be counted as nothing.
他说要求神啊，是给我们智慧。
So we have to ask God to give us wisdom.
那我们能够看透人生。
So that we can see through life.
神有时候让我们遇到一些顺利的环境。
Sometimes God will let us pass through easy times.
神有时候让我们遇到一些不顺利的环境。
But sometimes God will put us through difficult.
Times. And
when things are going well, we have to give thanks
to God. 在这个不顺利的环境当中，我们就思考神要我们学习什么样的功课。
But when we face adversity, we have to think and try to think what God wants to teach us.
我们求神给我们智慧，求神给我们力量。
We have to ask God to give us wisdom and strength so that we can overcome all sorts of trials.
更求神的灵充满我们。
And also pray that God's Spirit will fill us.
就是在患难当中啊，有神的爱充满在我们的心中。
So that when we are in hardships, the love of God is in our heart.
啊，让我们还是能够欢欢喜喜的胜过。
So that we will be able to overcome these trials very joyfully.
事实上说，我们在苦难当中，神也是跟我们同受苦难。
And when we are facing hardships, God often suffers with us.
而且在我们苦难当中啊，神还安慰看顾我们。
And when we are facing hardships, God is also comforting us and watching over us.
所以有的人说啊，越热的天气啊，露水越多。
And that's why some people often say that the hotter the day, the more dew.
越艰难的环境，神的恩典越多。
And the more difficult a situation, the more grace from God we will
see. 所以我们主要紧紧地抓住神。
So we have to just hold on tightly to God.
所以诗篇四十二篇里面说啊，一个敬畏神的人。
So that's why in Psalm 42 it says, one who fears God,
遇到困难，但是神会跟他同在。
Even though he will face difficulties, but God will abide with him.
就是他生病在床啊，神也会为他铺床。
Even if his life is on his bed, God will also make his bed for him.
啊，神的考验啊，是要帮助我们，让我们成长。
God's trials are to help us grow.
我们来谈这个试探。
So let's talk about temptations.
我们来看雅各书一章。
Let's turn to James chapter 1.
十三节。
Verse 13.
雅各书一章十三节。
James chapter 1 verse 13.
说人被试探，不可说我是被神试探，因为神不能被恶试探，他也不试探人。这里讲到说这个试探不是从神来的。
In this passage it says, temptations do not come from God.
啊，试探是从魔鬼来的。
Temptations come from the devil.
所以主耶稣啊，要开始传道理之前啊，
So before Lord Jesus started his ministry,
受洗以后，圣灵就把他带到这个旷野当中受魔鬼的试探。
After he is baptized, the Holy Spirit led him into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil.
他说那个试探人的就来了。
And it says the tempter came.
他说那个试探人的就是魔鬼。
And the tempter is the devil.
啊，所以这个试探是出于魔鬼的。
So temptations come from the devil.
那这个魔鬼试探人的目的就是要陷害人，陷害信徒。
And the purpose the devil wants to tempt people is to harm us, to destroy us.
要引诱人离开神。
To entice us to leave God.
啊，所以用各样欺骗的手段啊，来骗人，让人能够听从他的话。
So he will use various ways of deception to trick us so that we will not listen to God.
啊，让人去拜他。
So that we will go worship him.
啊，或者让人啊，啊，心中产生骄傲，自大起来。
Or to cause a person to become proud or arrogant in his heart.
啊，事实上就是魔鬼啊，欺骗人的方法。
And these are the ways that the devil deceives man.
要让人啊，丧失属灵的生命，啊，最后灭亡。
So that we will lose our spiritual life and be destroyed.
啊，所以魔这个试探是出于魔鬼。
So temptations come from the devil.
啊，魔鬼的试探啊是不怀好意的。
And the temptations from the devil are meant to harm us.
啊，魔鬼试探的方法有时候借着各样的试探，各样的事物，还有各样情欲的引诱。
And the devil will tempt us using various things and also various desires.
啊，有时候是做一些属世的，借着一些属世的宗教，啊，让人去离开神，
sometimes,
去拜那些啊假神。
Sometimes he might use various religions on in the world.
啊，用人间的理学啦。圣经说那个是世上的小学。
To lead us to worship false gods or to use philosophies of the world.
啊，把用那些敌神的、敌对神的一些学问啊，所以把人就抓去了。
And to use different teachings and knowledge that go against God to
capture us.
And sometimes using the tide of sin.
我们看到说世界上这个人的思想越来越败坏，越来越堕落。
We see in the world that the mentality of people are becoming more and more wicked.
啊，其实这就是一种魔鬼的工作，是罪恶的潮流。
And this is the work of the devil. This is the tide of sin.
啊，另外一个就是用偏差的离开神的道理。
And he will also use teachings that deviate from the word of God.
啊，其实这个从古代以来就有了。
And this is something that has happened since
the ancient times.
He will use the teachings of man to replace the teachings of God.
让人啊离开神啊啊，听从那些似是而非的道理。
So that people will depart from God and listen to these unreliable teachings.
啊，不过圣经里面把它归纳起来啊，魔鬼引诱的方法就是三个。
But the Bible summarizes the ways that the devil tempts us in three ways.
我们看约翰一书二章十六节。
Let's turn to 1 John chapter 1 verse 16.
约翰一书二章十六节。
I'm sorry, 1 John chapter 2 verse 16.
二章十六节。
1 John chapter 2 verse 16.
因为凡世界上的事，就像肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲，并今生的骄傲。都不是从父来的，乃是从世界来的。这里讲到说，魔鬼在捆绑人的三个方法。
Here it talks about the three ways that the devil will try to bind us.
第一个叫做肉体的情欲。
The first way is the lust of the
flesh. 第二个叫做眼目的情欲。
The second is the lust of the eyes.
第三个叫做今生的骄傲。
And the third is the pride of life.
其实魔鬼啊，在试探人、引诱人、迷惑人，就是这三个方法。
And when the devil is tempting us and deceiving us, he uses these three ways.
啊，他曾经引诱夏娃。
One time he tempted Eve.
明明神说你吃善恶果会死掉。
God said that if you eat of the fruit, you will die.
啊，魔鬼说不会啦，你不会死啦。
But the devil said, "You will not surely die."
结果让夏娃一看这个善恶果真的可以做食物。
So when Eve looked at the fruit, she saw that it was good for food.
只有她越看啊，越能够悦人的眉眼目，就是越看越喜欢。
And the more she looked at it, the more pleasing to the eye it was.
魔鬼又跟她讲说，你吃了以后，你会像神一样的聪明智慧。
And the devil also said to Eve, "If you eat of this fruit, you will become as wise as God."
啊，所以这是魔鬼迷惑人的方法。
So this is the way that the devil tempts us.
明明神说这个不可以吃的。
God had said that we cannot eat of it.
啊，魔鬼说啊，不会啦，不会死啦，这个可以做食物啦。
But the devil will say that, you can eat of it. You can eat of it.
啊，让他越看越好看。
So that the more you look at it, the more pleasing it becomes.
啊，让他想到说，我要跟神一样的聪明。
And then Eve was thinking she wants to be as wise as God.
啊，结果夏娃就中了魔鬼的诡计。
So Eve was deceived by the devil.
啊，就拿来吃啊，还给她的丈夫夏亚当吃啊。
So she took the fruit and also gave the fruit to her husband Adam.
结果发现赤身裸体啊，神的生就跟神的生命就隔绝了。
And when they ate of the fruit, they realized they were naked and they were cut off from the life of God.
后来魔鬼同样用这三个方法来试探主耶稣。
And later, we see that the devil tried to use the three ways to tempt Lord Jesus again.
你如果是神的儿子，
if you are the Son of God,
你现在肚子饿了，四十天的禁食，
you have been fasting for 40 days and you are hungry.
那你可以把石头变成食物来吃。
You can turn the stone into bread to eat.
所以用这个肉体的情欲要来引诱他。
He wants to use the lust of the flesh to tempt him.
啊，又把他带到这个高山上。
And then he took him to a high mountain.
世界的荣华富贵 啊，指示给他看。
And show them all the glory of the world.
他说，你主要拜我一下，这些荣华富贵都要归给你。
And the devil says, as long as you fall down and worship me, I will give you all of this.
然后把他带到殿顶上。
And then he took Lord Jesus to the pinnacle of the temple.
说你跳下去。
And said, if you throw yourself down,
神会派千万的天使来扶着你，让你的脚不会受伤。
God will send a multitude of angels to catch you so that your feet will not hit the ground.
也是要让他用肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲来引诱他。
And he also used the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes to tempt him.
他要让他跳下去啊，让众人来欢呼啊，他好伟大。
He wanted Lord Jesus to jump down so that the whole multitude can see him being saved and cheer.
啊，那是因为主耶稣啊，他对道理很清楚吧，所以他就能够胜过他。
But because Lord Jesus knew the scriptures very well, he was able to overcome him.
啊，所以魔鬼引诱人的方法都是一样的。
So we see that the way that the devil tempts people are the same.
我们怎样来个能够胜过魔鬼的试探？
So how can we overcome the temptations of the devil?
所以要有坚定的信心啊，啊来抵挡他。
We have to have a firm faith.
因为你如果跟魔鬼妥协了，跟他亲近了，啊，就很容易陷进去了。
Because if you compromise yourself with the devil, it's very easy to draw close to him.
啊，所以圣经里面说，魔鬼好像那个吼叫的狮子，到处游行啊。
So the Bible says the devil is like a roaring lion. He is walking around, seeing who he can devour.
要看看什么人他可以吞吃下去。
And he wants to find people he can eat.
啊，所以我们啊，要用坚固的信心呐，啊，来抵挡他。
So we have to use a firm faith to fight against
him. 啊，因为你抵挡他，魔鬼知道说对你没有用了，他就会逃走掉。
If we are able to defend ourselves against him, then the devil will know that he cannot trick us and will not.
啊，你如果跟他亲近的话，他就觉得有机会了，他常常来扰乱你。
But if we draw close to the devil, then he will see that he has a chance to deceive us, so he will come and bother us.
所以我们对那些撒旦的工作啊，不能够妥协啊，啊，不能够屈服。
So we cannot compromise or we cannot give in to any temptations of
the devil. 信心的三勇士说，王啊，我们不必跟你讲。
Just like the three friends of Daniel who said to the king, we will not worship you.
我们都不会拜你的金像。
Even if we are burned to death, we will not worship.
因为他们有这种刚强啊，坚定的信心，所以能够胜过了。
Because they have the strong and firm faith, they're able to overcome the trial.
再来一个就是坚守神的话。
And the second way is to hold on to the word of God.
我们说夏娃为什么会失败？
Why did Eve fail?
因为她对神的道理、神的话没有坚定。
Because she did not hold on to the word of God.
神明明说啊，你吃善恶果会死掉。
God had told her clearly, if you eat of the fruit, you will die.
她说啊，免得你们死了。
But God said this so that they will not die.
啊，结果那个撒旦就看到说，他对神的话不坚持。
But the devil saw that Eve did not hold on to the word of God.
他就有机会啊，进攻啊。
And he was able to go in and attack.
他说一步一步，最后他就失败了。
And so slowly, step by step, she failed.
啊，但是这个主耶稣对神的话也很坚定。
But we see that Lord Jesus held on to the word of God.
因为他圣经很熟啊。
Because he knew the Bible very well.
所以魔鬼试探他的时候，他说。人活着不是光靠食，是要靠神口里的话。
So when the devil tried to tempt him, he said, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God."
所以你虽然有食物啊，神如果不让你活，你还是活不下去。
So even though if you have food, if God does not want you to live, you will not live.
虽然没有食物，但是神自己如果要让你活，神就为你预备食物。
And even if you do not have food, if God wants you to live, He will prepare food for you.
啊，所以人活不活啊，不是有没有食，而是你有没有靠神。
So whether a person lives or not is not if you have food or not, but whether God is with you or not.
虽然他主的荣华给他看。
And even though the devil showed him all the glory of the world.
说你主要拜我一下，我把这些荣华富贵都给你啦。
And said, all these I will give you if you will fall down and worship me.
耶稣说啊，我们除那个敬拜神，单单侍奉他。
Lord Jesus responded, saying, "We shall only worship the Lord our God, and only Him we serve."
所以魔鬼就没有办法了。
So the devil cannot use this against him.
啊，叫他从殿顶上跳下去。
And when the devil told him to jump down from the top of the temple.
耶稣说不可以试探你的神。
And then Lord Jesus responded, "We shall not tempt the Lord our God."
因为魔鬼是曲解神的话。
Because the devil twisted the words of God.
是说你在走路的时候啊，啊，神会保护你，不会跌倒，也不会去撞到石头。
Where the Bible says when we are walking, God will not let us fall and hit our foot against the rock.
魔鬼就跟他改变了，说你从上面跳下去呀。
But the devil twisted the scripture and said, if you jump down from the top of the temple,
那是试探神。
And that becomes tempting God.
啊，所以啊，我们知道那些危险，我们不要故意去试探神。
So if we know of a place that's dangerous, we should not purposely try to test God and go there.
我们有一个弟兄啊，刚刚信主。
There was a brother who just believed.
非常热心，所以他就跑到原来教会的人去跟他们做见证。
And he was very zealous, so he returned to the original church he was from and tried to preach.
他说：“我们真的知道很多神奇奇事，有圣灵同在。”
And he told all his friends at the other church that the true Jewish church has many miracles and signs and the findings of God.
他的朋友就跟他讲说：“好，你真的有神奇奇事的话。”
And so his friend said, if you really have signs and miracles,
拿了一罐毒药放在他面前,
and he brought a jar of poison and set it before him.
不是说你喝了什么毒药都不会受害吗?
Doesn't the Bible say, even if you drink poison, you will not be harmed?
你喝喝看,你如果没事的话,我就跟你寄信。
And he told this brother, drink the poison. If you are okay, I'll go believe.
是啊,圣经里面说啊,喝什么毒药都不会受害啊。
And the Bible does record that if we drink poison, we will not be harmed.
啊,但是他还是不放心。
But the brother did not feel easy about this.
传道说可以不可以喝。
So he went back to church and asked the pastor if he can drink it.
传道跟他讲说,你喝了决定死。
And the pastor told him, if you drink the poison, you will absolutely die. 因
为你明明知道毒药，你故意把它喝下去，你这是试探神。
Because if you know the jar contains poison and you want to drink it, you are testing God.
啊，但是你如果不知道的状况之下去喝了毒药啊，神会保守你，神会拯救你。
But if you drink the poison accidentally without knowing it's poison, then God will watch over you and protect you.
有一个小孩子啊。
There was a young child,
啊，还在地上爬。
Who was still crawling on the floor.
啊，这个他爸爸为着要毒老鼠啊，放了很多老鼠药在那个墙角的地方。
Because his father wanted to try to poison all the rats, so he had put a lot of rat poison along the walls.
啊，这个小孩子在爬爬爬，看到地上有东西就往嘴里吞了。
And when this child was crawling on the ground, the child saw anything and tried to put it in its mouth.
妈妈发现的时候，他整个指甲都变紫色。
Including the rat poison. So when the mom discovered,
脸都变色了，牙齿咬紧紧的啊。
The mother discovered the child.
眼睛都上吊了。
The child was turning purple. The eyes were turning up.
妈妈赶快把他送到医院。
And the mother quickly brought the child to the hospital.
医生说已经太慢了。
And the doctor said it's too late.
这人跟他洗肠啊。
Even though they tried to clean the intestines, but it was too late.
啊，妈妈就带回家，一直哭，一直祷告啊。
So the mother just brought the child back home and kept crying and praying.
因为他们不是故意的，而是疏忽掉了，这个让孩子去吃掉毒药。
Because they did not try to poison their child on purpose, they were just negligent.
啊，一直祷告，祷告到最后啊，神让他的孩子又好起来。
And they kept praying, and then God healed the child.
因为他不是故意的，是无知的。
Because they did not try to poison their child purposely, but they were just ignorant.
所以你明明知道那是危险，那是毒药，你又偏偏去吃。
But if you try to eat poison, knowing that it was poison to test God,
那就是试探神。
Then you are testing God.
那当有时候我们遇到一些意外的时候。
Sometimes we find ourselves in some accidents.
啊，真的神会保守，会看顾我们。
We see that God truly does watch over us and protect us.
说被毒蛇咬了，祷告没事。
So that if we are bit by a poisonous snake, we just have to pray that God will help us.
意外的去喝到毒药，吃到毒的东西呀，神保守他的生命。
Or when we accidentally drink or eat anything poisonous, we pray to God and God will help us.
啊，所以我们对神的话要信靠啊，但是我们不要去试探神。
So we have to believe and hold on to the word of God, but we cannot test God.
哎，神的道会让我们能够分辨是非跟善恶。
And the word of God helps us discern what is good and bad.
我们就比较不会被恶者来欺骗我们。
So that we will not be deceived by the evil one.
因为魔鬼常常用那个似是而非的话语啊。啊，让你啊能够中计。
Because the devil will often use very ambiguous things to try to tempt us.
那我们知道神的道是没有是而有非的啦。
But we know that the word of God is never ambiguous.
非常的绝对。
It is absolute.
是就是，不是就不是。
Yes is yes and no is no.
啊，所以如果改变过的那个已经不是神的道了。
So if the word of God has been altered, it is no longer the word of God.
我们用圣经的道理很容易就可以分辨出来，就不会受影响。
If we use the word of God, the teachings of the Bible will be able to discern. So when we are being tempted, we have to ask God to preserve us and He will open us, open up a way for us. That's why the Bible says we have to pray to God and ask Him to deliver us from all temptations. This does not mean that we will not face temptations.
遇到试探，这个是会有的。
Because we will face temptations.
啊，但是求神保守我们啊，不会掉到那个试探的陷阱里面去。
But we have to pray to God and ask Him to preserve us so that we will not be led into the trap of temptations.
好像那个游泳的人在那个湖里面游泳。
Just like a person who is swimming in a lake.
啊，那个有时候水面平平的，但是这个水底下有那个漩涡啊。
Even though on the surface the waters may be calm, but maybe below the surface,
因为你看不到啊，有时候游到那里啊，就漩涡就卷下去了。
There might be a whirlpool or a current that will pull you down.
因为那个力量很大。
Because the force of the current is very strong.
我们对撒旦的工作也是一样。
In the same way, we have to treat the works of Satan.
我们知道说，魔鬼会用各样的方法来试探人。
We know that.The devil will use various ways to try to tempt us.
但是我们祷告神，求神保守我们。
But we pray to God and ask God to preserve us.
求神帮助我们能够靠神啊，来胜过各样的试探。
That we can rely on God and overcome various temptations.
啊，让我们能够看清魔鬼的试探，不会掉进他试探的漩涡里面。
That we can see the temptations of the devil clearly, that we will not fall into these whirlpools of this of the devil.
所以主耶稣对彼得说啊。西门，西门，撒旦想要得到你。
That's why Lord Jesus said to Peter, Simon, Simon, Satan wants to sift you as wheat.
因为魔鬼就是这样想办法，就是要来引诱人离开神。
Because the devil wants to use various ways to try to lead people away from God.
主耶稣说，我已经为你祷告了。
But Lord Jesus said to Peter, I have prayed for you.
你不至于失掉信心。
So that you will not lose your faith.
但是当你回头的时候，你要来坚固你的弟兄。
But when you return, you have to strengthen your brethren.
啊，结果后来，彼得在那个试探当中三次不承认主。
So later on, when Peter faced temptations, he denied the Lord three times.
不过后来他想起主的话语后，他出去痛哭啊，从那个软弱当中回头。
But when he remembered what Lord Jesus told him, he wept bitterly and returned.
后来他告诉我们说啊。魔鬼真的好像火叫的狮子，到处游行，要来吞吃人。
So later on, Peter tells us that the devil is like a roaring lion, walking around, seeing who he can devour.
所以我们要谨慎，要警醒祷告，我们才能够胜过他。
So we have to be vigilant and be watchful and pray so that we can overcome the devil.
我们看到这个耶伯他所受的患难。
When we look at Job and the trials and difficulties he had to endure.
包括两方面。
There are two types of difficulties
in this.
Even though he, in the same difficulties he faced, there was the trials from God, there was also the temptations from the devil.
神说啊，耶伯敬畏神，远离恶事。
Because God said, Job fears God and departs from all evil.
那所以神要经过这个患难，把耶伯那个完美的信心把它彰显出来。
And God wants to use the trials that Job is enduring to show his perfect faith.
来证实耶伯的信心是经得起考验的。
to confirm that the faith of Job can endure trials.
当然神也是要让他更加完全。
But God also wants him to become more complete. Because even though he was very good,
但是他还是有点渣子啊，就是心中啊，因为自己太好了，所以常常我怎么样啊，还一直感到很注意。
He still had some impurities in his heart because he was so good, he would often become self-righteous.
所以神 借着这个试炼，让他对神更加认识。
So God wanted to use this trial to help him know God even more.
让他更加完全。
So that he can be more perfect.
这是神的目的。
And this is the purpose why God had him go through trials.
但是魔鬼却不是一样的目的。
But we see the devil had a different purpose.
所以他向神控告。
So the devil accused God.
说因为你把耶伯啊照顾太好了，你给他太多福气了，他当然敬畏你。
Satan said to God that because you have taken care of Job so well and you protected him, that's why he fears you.
啊，你如果啊把他的篱笆拆掉啊，啊给他受苦啊，他一定当面弃掉你。
If you remove the hedge around his house and allow him to suffer, then he will forsake you.
所以魔鬼的目的啊，就是要耶伯啊受苦当中来离开神。
So the purpose the devil has to give Job temptations is so that when he endures these difficulties, he will forsake God.
但是神知道说这个耶伯的信心是经得起考验的。
But God knows that Job's faith can endure these trials.
所以他允许撒旦来试炼试探他。
So he allows Satan to tempt him.
但是撒旦的试炼试探啊，得到神的允许，也有神把他设定的范围。
So even though Satan had permission to tempt Job, God still set the boundaries of what he was allowed to do.
说不可以取他的生命。
And God says he cannot take his life.
这是神给他的范围。
This is the boundary that God has set.
耶伯受到很大的患难。
So even though Job faced a lot of
一时之间财产没有了。
Trials, he lost all his possessions.
牛羊牲畜被夺走。
All his livestock was taken.
房屋倒塌，孩子被压死掉。
His house collapsed, all his children were crushed to death, and he had boils all over his body. And all his good friends came to accuse him, saying, "It is because you sinned, so God is punishing you." And all his good friends are leaving him one by one. And even his wife said to him, "Do you still hold on to God? Let curse God and die."
但是耶伯在这个患难当中啊，他存心忍耐，他不责怪人，也不埋怨。But
in the midst of these trials, Job did not blame anyone, and he did not complain.
他没有离开神。He
did not depart from God.
他说， 赏赐在神，说起在神，神是应当称颂的。
He said, "It is God who gives; it is God who takes away. Blessed be the name of God."
他对他太太说：“我们从神那里得了那么多福气，啊，有时候神给我们遇到一些患难，啊，不是也应该的吗？”
And he said to his wife, "Shall we indeed accept good from God and not accept adversity?"
他紧紧抓住神啊，他没有离开神。
And he held on to God tightly and did not leave God.
虽然他不明白神的，起初不明白神的旨意。
Even though initially he didn't understand God's will.
但他在试炼当中慢慢的知道神的旨意。
But as he is enduring these trials, he slowly understands.
要让他更加的完美。
That God wants him to become more perfect.
他看到神的伟大。
And he sees the greatness of God.
看到自己的卑微。
And he saw his own lowliness.
最后在神的面前谦卑悔改。
So that in the end, he was able to humble himself before God and repent.
结果神就让他从苦境当中转回来。
And God was able to turn him from his misery.
神给他加倍的祝福。
God blessed him twice as much.
他的灵性啊增长很多啊。
And his faith greatly increased.
他说啊，神啊，你的作为太奇妙，很多都是我不知道的。
And Job says, "Lord, your works are so mysterious. I do not understand most of it."
他说我从前啊，只不过风闻有你啊，我现在亲眼看到你了。
And he says, "I have heard of you by the hearing of ear, but now my eyes see you."
啊，所以这是神试炼他的目的。
And this is the purpose of why God.
也证实撒旦的判断是错误的。
Put through him trials and also proved that Satan's assessment of Job was wrong.
耶伯的信心是经得起考验的。
The faith of Job, Job could endure trials.
不只是神在束缚他的时候啊，啊敬畏神。
He not only feared God when God blessed him.
就是在患难当中，他同样的敬畏神。同样的持守他的纯正。
Even in the midst of tribulations, he still feared God and held on to his integrity.
所以，我们生活当中有时候遇到一些事情啊，有时候出于神的试炼，有时候是魔鬼的试探。
So when we face various things in our life, sometimes they are trials from God, sometimes they are temptations from the devil.
但是有时候同一件事情啊，两样都有。
And sometimes the same event can be both.
我们再来看这个雅各书一章十四节跟十五节。
Finally, let's turn to James chapter 1, verses 14 and 15.
雅各书一章十四节。
James chapter 1, verse 14.
说，但个人被试探，乃是被自己的私欲牵引诱惑的。十五节。
15.
私欲怀胎就生出罪来，罪既长成就生出死来。这里讲到说，我们要禁戒肉体的私欲。
Here it says we have to be careful of the desires of the flesh.
我们知道这个试探是从魔鬼来的。
We know that temptations come from the devil.
所以外在有魔鬼的引诱。
So externally, the devil tempts us.
啊，但是如果我们内在啊没有一些私欲，魔鬼没有办法对你做什么。
But if internally we are not enticed by our desires, then the devil can do nothing.
所以主耶稣说啊。那个世界的王要来，但是他在我里面呢，一无所有。
And that's why Lord Jesus says the King of the world will come, but he has nothing in me.
因为主耶稣啊，非常圣洁、完全，一点点的私欲都没有。
Because Lord Jesus is very perfect and holy, he has no evil desires.
所以魔鬼无论怎样试探他，他都不会受影响。
So no matter how the devil tries to tempt him, he will not be affected.
我们人有私欲在心里面。
But when we have evil desires within ourselves,
我们就给魔鬼的留地步,
we leave a foothold for Satan.
给魔鬼有一个进攻的机会,
we have a breach for the devil to attack.
啊, 所以说有这个私欲啊, 你要把它除掉。
So if we have any evil desires, we have to remove
啊,
不
要让这个私欲啊, 在你的心里面啊, 啊, 在那边做事, 在那边成胎成形。
And we should not allow these desires to conceive, give birth, and grow.
有一些啊不合神旨意的意念，如果跑到，因为我们眼睛看了，跑到我们的心里面来。
If there are some thoughts that are not in accordance to the will of God, maybe things we see and come into our hearts.
我们要求神帮助啊，把这个除掉。
We have to pray to God and ask God to help us remove
it. 不要让这个私欲啊，在你的心里面啊，慢慢的啊，长大成形。
And not allow the desires to slowly grow, and form in our hearts.
因为最后长大成形了，啊，你就啊付诸行动，啊就犯罪了。
Because when these desires grow and take form, then we will also take action and commit sin.
啊，去犯罪，罪的结果就是死亡跟着来到了。
And when we commit sin, the result of sin is death.
所以说啊，这个试探啊。外在有撒旦的迷惑，但是因为我们内在有私欲。
And we see temptations come externally from the devil, but internally because we have these desires.
我们给魔鬼留了地步。
We leave a foothold for Satan.
所以让他有工作的机会。
So that he has room to work.
所以一个人这个犯罪有一个过程。
So a person who commits sin goes through a process.
亚干看到那个示拿衣服很漂亮，看到金鳞啊闪闪发光。
When Achan saw that the clothing and all the
所以这个私欲就进来了。
The spoils of the war was good.
啊，结果他心中就喜爱了。
The desire entered into his
heart. 啊，那就想办法带着孩子啊，就去把这些金鳞啊衣服就把它拿来。
And he coveted all this gold and fine clothing for his children to go take it.
在这个帐篷里面。
And after his children took it, he hid it in his tent.
啊，所以因为私欲怀胎就生出罪来。
And because the desires gave birth to sin,
啊，最后被发现了，就抓出来处死了。
In the end, he was discovered and taken out and put to death.
所以很多犯罪的过程都是这样来的。
And we see that the process of sin is like this.
啊，有大卫啊，因为看到那个八十八啊，看他很美貌啊，看他在 沐浴啊。
And when King David saw Bathsheba bathing and saw that she was beautiful,
就叫人把她找来, 就跟她发生关系。
King David sent someone to go find her and then had an affair
后来八十八怀孕了。
And later on, Bathsheba was pregnant.
为了要弥盖这个错误, 又把人家的丈夫叫回来, 然后啊, 叫那个伊要把她派到前线的地方啊, 把她杀掉。
And in order to hide this, King David sent her husband, Bathsheba's husband into the front line so that he would die.
所以因为一个眼目的情欲啊, 这个让他犯了大罪。
So because of the lust of the eyes, it caused David to commit a
sin.
And in the end, the sword did not depart from his house. So we see sin always has its own results.
所以主耶稣才说啊,你的眼睛让你犯罪,眼睛干脆挖出来。
And that's why Lord Jesus says, if your eye causes you to sin, gouge it out.
你的手让你犯罪,你干脆把手砍掉。
If your sin causes you to sin, you might as well cut off your hand.
这就是叫我们啊,要禁
And this is teaching us that we need to be careful of all desires.
保守圣洁啊,顺服圣灵来胜过各样的罪恶。
And to keep ourselves holy and rely on the Holy Spirit to overcome all desires.
这样我们才不会进入到魔鬼的试探里面。
And then we will not go into the temptation of the devil.
我们来唱诗442首。
Let us sing hymn 442.
442.
Hymn number 442.
我们唱第一节跟第四节。
We'll sing the first and the fourth verse.
我们在祷告当中特别为身体欠安的弟兄姐妹祷告。
As we pray, let us especially pray for the brothers and sisters who are ill in health.
不管我们知道不知道, 我们都求神能够特别怜悯看顾他们。
Whether we know them personally or not, we ask God to have mercy on them.
求神的平安能够常常跟他们同在。
And we pray that the peace of God will be with them always.
我们也求主加添我们每一个人的信心。
And we also pray that God will increase everyone's faith.
不管任何的引诱试探, 我们都能够靠主来得胜。
So that no matter what type of temptation or trial we face, we can rely on God and overcome them.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.